Hello and welcome once again to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen and this is WHRW Binghamton. This is a show in which we debate important issues of the day, what we like to call hot button issues, and we like to solve them once and for all. That way there's no debate about them ever again. Makes sense to me. Hopefully it does to you as well. We're in the third round now of debate, which means we're down to, well, three winners and then one wild card will be brought up. First, we have two of our previous victors tonight. Again, three, I suppose, because debater number one, please introduce yourselves.
Well, last I checked, I thought I was Rosencrantz.
You're sure you're Rosencrantz this time, Guildenstern?
No.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes.
You are collectively Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Have you found out which one we are?
Or which it's one not I my, am? It's not my job. Which one of you goes home to Rosencrantz's house?
We actually live in the same quarters in Royal Castle.
Which one sleeps in Rosencrantz's bed?
We don't know. We just have two beds. We sleep in whichever one we sleep in.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. But moving on, we do have debater number two here as well.
President Byron Samuels.
Byron Samuels.
United Amalgamated Offense Defense Association, dedicated to the defending against what is offending against our rights,
Is this a different organization?
There was a lot of politicking involved in this.
Oh.
Yes. It's a different organization. The previous one disbanded as a result of a lack of cohesion.
Oh, that makes sense. All right.
Basically, it fell apart.
No, that's what I figured. All right. Well, I am going to bring up the issue now. The issue, of course, is the question is the ethicality of government wiretapping of its own citizens. Kind of a hot button issue, a little bit less than it used to be, but we're still dealing with it, and this way it'll never come up again because we'll have it dealt with. And as everybody already knows, Mr. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern already believe that this is a good thing, that government should tap the wires of its citizens, or be allowed to, while Mr. President Byron Samuels, president of the league, not of the country, I should say, believes that it's wrong. Now,
well, that's not strictly accurate. We are working to form ourselves into a country offshore on an island.
Well, that's it, but not the United States.
Well, we might use the same title.
Well, that's not, well, okay, I don't advise it. But tell us why wiretapping your own citizens is wrong.
Well, quite clearly, I'm thinking you're talking about telephone wires. If I'm making a telephone call, here's what I do. I first dial a number who I want to speak with.
Yep.
Now, I'm not dialing the number of the government. If every wire goes to the government, obviously that is an offense against my dialer's rights as somebody who put in the correct numbers. Now, let's say I get through. All right. I'm on the line. I'm chatting. Or I'm speaking in a friendly, colloquial manner with my friend, and we're having some idiom conversations. Now, what happens? I hear something on the line. Can't quite hear what my friend's saying. Sounds like...
That's what your friend is saying? Or?
No.
Oh.
No, that's not what my friend is saying. Listen up, Mr. Allen.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to speak to you.
Go ahead.
If you're so ignoramus that you can't understand a simple elocution, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right.
Geez, I'm sorry. I thought I was paying attention
no,
the whole time.
No, I'm Mr. Allen.
I thought I was Frank Allen.
No, I'm Frank Allen. You're Rosencrantz or Guildenstern.
But, but I like debates. I mean,
Hold on. But you're not me.
Hold on. Rory St. John.
Which of you is which and who am I talking to?
Hold on.
No, I think. He's got it right. I think he's Frank Allen. No,
hold on.
No, he is.
All right. Even if you are Frank Allen.
You know. We woke up together in the house.
No, that's not.
Yes, we did.
Even if you're right. Which you're not.
What's
your first memory?
I would like to get back to the.
He was saying.
No, that's your first memory?
No, that's what he was just saying now. Continue, please. President.
Right. Well, if I hear that on the line, I can't hear my friend.
Guilty?
And what's the result of that? What's the causation for that causality? Well, let me tell you. Somebody's been tapping the wire. If somebody taps the wire, the connections go all Haymarket. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't want the government creeping around outside my house just so they can tap the phone lines. What if I have mowed my lawn recently? I don't want to have FBI men trampling all over it just so they can hear what I'm saying.
But
why don't they knock on my door and say, what did you just see to my friend? And then I'll tell them. It's not an easy, difficult operation here. I am an upstanding citizen who's open and fair with my own governance.
But how else are you going to check if the wires are taut? This is an important thing in phone communication.
You can't check if it's not taut.
You have to tap the wire in order to make sure the wire is taut and connected on both sides. And when you talk about listening of, you know, to phone conversations, you have to understand the government is providing a helpful service here. If you ever mistake or, you know, you ever slip your mind where you were just were, you can always say, excuse me, Mr. NSA agent, do you know where we just were?
But I and a voice will tell conversations. You. I listen to myself.
Excuse me. I think Guildenstern wants to say something.
No, I'm Frank Allen. I'm Frank Allen.
Gildy, stop. I'm not Frank Allen.
I don't think you understand. Look.
No, look, Gildy.
I have a
funny
letter that says I'm Frank Allen.
Do you have the letter?
I do.
Letter? Let me see it.
I thought you had it.
I have it?
No.
I thought you had it.
No, hold on.
You're Guildenstern.
Could we get back to Rosencrantz.
Excuse
me.
Yes, it makes sense.
Could we get back to the issue at hand, please?
Yes, please. Okay.
I am Frank Allen. That's the
issue.
No,
Gildy, give me your word.
No, it's your debate now.
No, but it's your debate too.
I can't debate.
You and I are on the same side.
We're trying to debate. I think we have an expert who wants to say something about
Frank. Do we have an expert?
I'm Frank.
No, you're not Frank. Stop it. We're trying to be nice to Frank.
Frank. Yeah, come on. I'm obviously Frank Allen here.
You don't even sound like Frank Allen.
Who hates Rory St. John more?
Me.
I do.
All right. Who's the expert?
Yeah!
I'm sorry, who's this?
Yeah!
James, get off the phone. Hi, this is Lars, alongside Kirk, James, who you've just heard, and Robert. We are Metallica.
Oh, the rock group.
Yes.
Excellent.
We are. Yeah! James, I'm on the phone.
It's good to hear from you.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Metallica.
Can I get on the phone too? Later, Kirk.
Can you clear something up?
Yeah, sure.
James. Is this not Frank Allen right here?
Am I, in fact, Frank Allen?
I'm Frank Allen.
No, I'm Frank Allen.
Listen, I think it's bad when people steal songs. I think it's worse when people steal identities.
You have no idea.
That's why I'm upset. I'm the one with the coin, so I clearly... Oh, God, I dropped the coin. Give me
what
that coin.
I call heads.
What do you know?
Frank has the coin.
Money!
Call it Guildenstern?
I'm not Guildenstern. I'm Frank Allen. Heads.
Oh, dear.
What?
What is it?
You're obviously not Guildenstern. It's tails.
Well, then I'm Frank Allen. Let's have it back. Thank you.
You're Rosencrantz. I thought I was Rosencrantz.
Metallica, what do you have to say about wiretapping by the government?
Hey, it's Kirk.
Kirk.
All right. As you know, we spoke out against people stealing songs.
Yeah.
I think if people want to hear their conversations, they should go to the store and pay for them, not illegally listen to them over phones. I mean, come on.
Well,
this is the exact same thing that we were talking
about.
But
here's the thing. If I want to hear the conversation that these two guys have on the phone, they don't sell that in store. It's a bootleg. Why can't I use this to download bootleg?
It's not a bootleg, though, because you see, the government has a contract with the phone companies.
Hey, it's Lars again. Listen, you know who else had a phone contract?
Who?
Someone who bought and paid for their phone and intended to use it honestly.
Yes, but they both can use it honestly.
This whole thing is just impractical, because as a part of the Offense Defense Amalgamated Society of Justice...
It's a new group.
I was on the phone while you were talking.
Oh, God.
I have to set up a lot of bombings against the U.S. government because they've been offending against us, and if they're listening to my phone calls, they're going to know exactly when I'm going to bomb.
Exactly.
It's not going to work.
So you can't bomb us. This is a wonderful thing. So
no, it's
Rosencrantz
not.
Here won't die.
If you're infringing on my American right to bomb this country.
But it's not your American right.
You're being bombed.
Bombs are metal.
Frank.
Guys, stop talking over each other, please.
Wait, thank you, Frank.
Trying to hear both sides of the issue.
This is actually, I'm Frank Allen.
No, you're not.
I'm Frank Allen.
Here's what
this is the amendment of speech.
Here's how I can prove it. I'm Frank Allen because I'm from America. You're not from America. You're from Denmark.
Frank, where are you from?
I'm from America.
No, but you're from
Denmark. Where are you from?
America.
No, you're not. I remember waking up with you this morning. When the man called their name.
Who's Frank Allen?
Look, that was in America.
Confused, yeah!
All right, James.
Yeah!
Could you stop taking control of my show?
It's my show.
No.
I did the introduction. James?
Yeah!
Do you think that wiretapping is good?
No!
Do you think it's bad?
Yeah!
So you're on the side of Rosencrantz.
You're Rosencrantz.
Rosencrantz.
Rosencrantz and
Guildenstern. Your Rosencrantz are against... they're for wiretapping.
Okay, so you're on the side of Samuels.
What?
Well, of course he's on the side of me. I have the side of Justin's with me.
But you don't have the side of Justin's.
He's not Justin. He's...
No, Justin's.
Oh, Justin. My apologies.
Justin.
Of course you have Justin.
That's right. It's the Justin system. Now, listen. You go back to the United States history. It's a history of people destroying things because of their rights as Americans. My rights as American is not to have my telephone call destroyed. Let's say I'm calling my mother, and I'm saying to you, Well, hello, Mother. And listen, somebody's on the line. Hello, it's the government. Well, ain't they gonna be taking money from my family?
This is just
I don't want them begging money from my mother when that's my job.
But when you get called into court over bombing places and you say that you're a good son, you're dutiful, you know, you love your mother, and the government looks at your records and sees that you called your mother every Mother's Day and every Father's Day and every Valentine's Day, they'll know you're right.
Wow. Holidays!
Speaking of calls.
They'll notice that you didn't call her on Christmas because they'll check her phone calls too and they'll see you were at her house making calls to other people on Christmas.
Actually, I believe we have a phone call ourselves.
I can't even believe that.
Rosencrantz?
Why?
Stop.
I run this show. I have to do this.
Rosencrantz, you gotta help me here. It's becoming a one man versus one man. We can't have this.
Okay, we have an expert to bring on.
Hello, Connors and Tech Support.
What's
your question? You have asked to identify a person.
Yes.
What? Wait a minute. Is this the power company?
What? Yes, sir. We're Con Edison.
It's the phone. It's the power company?
Power company? I
love that show!
Not that. What? That's the electric company. No. What?
Yes. Mama! Yes.
Why are we calling you?
Sir. You called.
I didn't call.
Guildenstern.
Can you sell me power?
He's Guildenstern now?
I'm looking for power.
He was Guildenstern and you were Rosencrantz.
You must be Guildenkrantz.
All right.
Do you have an extension you would like to dial?
Yes, hold on.
I just have a question for you. All right.
Hello.
Hi, I have a question.
Yeah?
The government wiretapping, what do you think?
Stop asking Frank Allen's questions.
It's my questions.
They're not your questions.
Hey, maybe you're Frank Allen.
No.
Oh, crap.
No. It's because I'm an alternate historian. I'm Roy St. John.
Oh, God.
It all makes sense
now. Okay. Now I can hate you.
Expert.
I hate you.
Why don't you guys go hate each other in the other room? I have an expert.
Yeah,
question.
I'm still here.
I'm not listening to you.
Wiretapping?
Yes. What do you think?
Well, I'm for it. First of all.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I got a family, 3 kids. A little daughter, Jeannie.
And you want to hear what she's talking about?
I dream of Jeannie.
No, see, that's not good. No wonder he wants his wires tapped. He thinks she's talking to you.
Louise, come on, keep that sort of thing off our show.
Keep your out on the streets, first of all.
Please.
I'm for it, first of all. I care for my family, and I just wouldn't want anything happen like them, like that pedophile you got in the room with you, whoever that...
A pedophile?
Roy St. John.
Someone who's a big fan of PETA.
Yes, with his animal activist bombing the place and...
Anyway,
paint on everything.
So you want phone taps to stop PETA?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense.
Can I simply say that this whole question of phone tapping should be illegal because the phone is an infringement of our rights? Because I have a right to peace and quiet, and if the phone rings, that's an infringement because I have to go and answer it, and somebody's going to start talking to me.
You don't have to.
I have a right to freedom of lack of speech to talk to them.
Couldn't you not answer it?
How could I not answer the phone
but
it's ringing for me?
In alternate realities, I've seen what happens
when
this
right... You're not Roy St. John.
Yes, I am Roy St. John.
Oh, yeah? Listen to this. If you're Roy St. John, you're from England.
You can't be from England. That's just a conspiracy.
That's where Rory St. John is
absolutely
from.
Absolutely right.
Only Rosencrantz and Guildenstern think that England is a conspiracy of cartographers. And if you're saying that, you must be Rosencrantz or Guildenstern.
Of course it's a conspiracy.
And I know you're not Frank Allen because I don't hate you. I hate him.
Oh,
with a passion. Oh, go shove it.
Hey, it's Lars
hey,
again.
Can we keep
I just got a quick question.
Lars, please.
I have something more to add. I think, all right, Kirk has it.
Hey, in America is where the wiretapping is the problem. So whoever's not English has the problem, and whoever's English doesn't really have it, do they? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you still need me? I gotta get back to work.
Oh, you're working?
Yeah.
Who are you? What's your job? I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I'm Mike. I work the power lines.
Oh, good to...
Tell me, can you tell me something? Just to make the point clear. When you go up there, isn't one of your first jobs to check to see if the line is taut?
No, I'm Con Edison. We don't care.
Oh, well, if you were with a phone company, wouldn't it be to see if the line was taut?
I don't know. Maybe you should call them up. I don't
All
know
right. Good question. Do you have their phone number?
No, we're not going to call them. Hang up on him.
Wait a minute. Before you hang up,
wait.
How can I acquire power?
No. This isn't about that kind of power. Hang up. Okay, good. We have a final expert here before we get to the final. And you are not
taking Frank's job.
You are not Frank Allen.
Excuse me. I'm trying to run this show here.
I respect Frank as a dedicated professional here. That's all I respect him for.
Rory, what happened to your accent?
It's
it comes and goes. I've just spent 10 years in the Arabian desert.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you're Rory Sinjin,
yes,
then we don't need you. Get out.
You can't tell me what to do, Guildenkrantz.
Well, actually, he's right, because you are supposed to be Rosencrantz or Guildenstern, and since he's Guildenstern, you have to be either Rosencrantz or not here.
Oh, well then, you have a point. I can't be Rory Sinjin then.
If you'd like, you can be Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
No, but no, because you're Guildenstern.
I'm Guildenstern. Well, I think we have an expert. Expert.
How are you controlling this?
Because I, as Frank Allen, control it.
You're not Frank Allen.
Well, let's find out. Let's put it to a test. Everyone, quiet down. No one say a word but me. We've got an expert here.
Well, hello, Mr. Allen.
There we go. Thank you. Hi.
Ah, crap.
Well, hello. I'm Shirley Temple.
Oh, from the movies.
Well, yes.
You sound awfully young.
I am.
How is that?
I'm young. Oh. I'm from the movies.
I thought you were, like, really old now.
Nope, I never get old.
Oh.
Jailbait, yeah!
Shirley, can I ask you a question?
Well, yes?
If you're going to ask her out, no.
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, no.
Because I thought you said something about PETA.
No, no, no. She's not an animal.
Oh, sorry.
Shirley, you later become ambassador to, you know, to a number of countries, right?
Later in her life? How is she going
to
answer her
question? Well, you have been an ambassador to a number of countries.
Well, yes.
Guildenkrantz, please, is this really relevant to tapping phones?
Yes, because as an ambassador, United States ambassador to other countries, wasn't the intelligence you gathered from phone tapping very vital to knowing what the other people were planning on doing and thwarting it?
Well, that's what I'm calling about. I heard this was a show about tapping phones and wires, and we actually don't ever do that. I've tapped on lots of surfaces, and wires and phones sound very dangerous to tap on.
You might fall off.
Yes, absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm little and fragile, and I might just break my cute curls.
So you're against wiretapping?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What about regular high wire act?
Without tap shoes?
Without tap shoes.
Well, regular. That sounds fine, but I only do things in tap shoes.
Maybe like a unicycle.
Well, that sounds dangerous too, but I guess I'm all right with that. It's fun to watch at the circus.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Well, that's against it. So you're on the side of Mr. Samuels.
Absolutely.
But out of safety, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Which is actually, wasn't that the reason that Mike from Con Ed gave, was the safety of the country?
Well, yes. I mean,
but he's afraid of PETA. That's a different thing.
But the safety of the country is very dependent on, you know, whether or not we have phone lines tapped. Yeah, because if we don't have the phone lines tapped, we won't be able to tell who's planning to bomb certain countries or who is really loving their mother
and
who sends their mother calls on Mother's Day and Valentine's Day and Father's Day.
Well, hold on.
Yes?
I don't know if Metallica loves their mother, but I'm assuming they do without even checking their phone line.
Government needs to know that.
All,
hold on.
Of all of us four?
Yeah.
Like, I personally love my mom.
I love mommy!
Yeah, my mom's pretty cool. What about you, Robert?
Does he?
Oh yeah, Robert doesn't talk.
But here's the point. Now, let's say the government had a tip that said Metallica had committed a crime. And so the government wants to see if Metallica committed the crime. The first thing they'll do is check, A, to see if Metallica, you know, talked about the crime on their phone during their various phone calls. And then B, they'll check to see if they were good citizens, you know.
Oh, and that's a good thing?
Oh, yes.
So,
because that way the government doesn't prosecute people who wouldn't be guilty.
And what's the punishment for not being a good citizen?
Oh, well, if you're not a good citizen, they find what crimes you committed, because you have to commit a crime in order not to be a good citizen, and then they punish you.
They punish you by doing what to you?
They take you to court and try you there.
But what's the punishment?
Well, it depends on what crime you've committed.
So what if a king asked you to do something and you didn't do it properly?
King's a metal!
We're in the United States. We don't have kings.
But what if
we did? I thought you knew this, Guildenstern.
What if there was a king?
He's Frank Allen. I'm Guildenstern.
I'm saying, if a king instructed you to take someone to another country and you didn't bring that person to another country, do you think he would kill you? Or?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, if they checked our phone records and found out that we had purposely not done this thing, then
accidentally did it, but they could tell by your phone records that you hadn't done it?
Well, it would depend on the situation.
They would have to try us.
All right. Well, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, of course not.
I thought you said you.
I meant one. One.
But
President Sam, you know what? We're getting kind of late in the debate because we talked a lot about who I was and everything. But President Samuels, if you would be so kind as to bring us home with your final argument, tell us exactly, sum up, why wiretapping not good.
Well, quite frankly, it's a matter of simple truth, which is what I'm for in all my endeavors. If you look in the Constitution and you look in the Bill of Amendments, there is nothing that allows for telephones. Now, if I'm sitting at home trying to talk to my mother and I get a phone call and I have to hang up on her to answer it, then that's an infringement on my rights. And I have to go up to the constipation and find it in there, and there's no phone call in it. So if people are tapping my phone calls without even being allowed to make them to me, that's an infringement and I'm opposed to it. Why? Because they're inside of my phone and they can't even do such a thing. It's unscientific.
Why don't you just go visit your mother in person?
Why don't I visit my... Do you think I want to spend time with her? Because she is an American patriot against my pro-anti-American stance that I want to blow up the people who are causing America to die by their patriotic vision.
Who's
and
that?
And see, this is the way the government works. The government
who's
checks
that?
Gentlemen. Gentlemen 1 and gentlemen 2, would you please give us your final argument?
I think he's talking to you.
You're both 1 and 2.
Oh, we are? Oh, okay. Okay. Look, if the government taps the phone line, they could listen to Mr. Samuel's phone calls, and they can see that his mother is a good citizen. And they will know that if, say, a slew of batteries get shoplifted from the store down the street, they will know his mother didn't commit it. But then they will check Byron Samuel's records, and they'll note that he's planning on blowing up the United States. And then they'll check to see if he visited his mother through the phone conversations
Not
he had
the
with the
whole
mother.
United States.
How
but
much?
See, the government doesn't distinguish between that. If you're planning on blowing anything up, they object to that very strongly.
You know a lot about the American government.
Well, yes,
we had
to
learn it.
I need to know that.
You're a senator?
Aren't I?
Of what state?
Wisconsin?
Oh, I don't keep up with politics, to be honest with you, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allen?
Yeah.
Is that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern?
Yeah.
In my travels, I picked up a letter for them.
You did?
Wait, what?
I did. I have a letter for you.
She has it.
Can you read
it? Oh, my God.
Can you read it to us? Can you read it to us?
Well, I certainly can't read. I spent all my time learning how to dance.
Oh.
Can you get it to us somehow?
Mail it to the studio.
All right, I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That's excellent.
Make sure you send it to Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
No, send it to Frank Allen.
Or Gilden... No!
That's me.
But can you send it to both of us?
Frank Allen and
Guildenstern? And Rosencrantz.
Oh, I thought you were Guildenstern.
No, I'm Frank Allen.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Are you guys done with your final arguments, or...?
I could add some more, but you want to... Is it really necessary?
Well, it's pretty much just that the government needs to tap our phones to make sure that, you know, we're not going to plot to blow up any...
Because you might.
And the government needs to tap your phones to make sure that no one else is tapping your phone. You see?
Because somebody else might.
Someone else... No, if someone else taps the phone, it's illegal. But, you know, they have to make sure.
All right, I'm thinking about this hard. And the question is whether or not phone tapping is right. And it's not right. It's not right.
Absolutely it's not right.
Because the fact is, this is America.
Oh, good heavens.
And while we don't encourage people to blow us up, we have the right to blow each other up and then get punished after the fact. Like you guys were arguing on behalf of civil trials or of criminal trials. That's right, but only after you break the law.
America! Yeah!
Exactly.
God, James.
Do you know what this means?
Take you out.
What?
Not you, unless you're Guildenstern.
No, I'm Frank Allen.
No, because if you are Guildenstern, this is very bad. Very, very bad.
Wait, I'm Guildenstern?
I don't know.
I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means that you guys are probably going to go away and we're not going to see you again.
Oh, yes. There's going to be a reason why.
England.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
But thank you for coming. President Samuels.
Conspiracy's gotten
yes,
to us.
Mr. Allen?
You have won your second debate, although you lost your first one, but you came back as a wild card. You've won your second debate. You, sir, are going on to the final round to debate to be the debatiator of the year.
Well, I think that's a foregone misconclusion because I'm simply going to defeat them all. I am opposed to defeat. Therefore, anyone who tries to defeat me comes against my organization.
Well, hold on, but if you're opposed to defeat, doesn't that mean you shouldn't defeat other people? That's a hypocritical.
A hypocritical is something when I'm saying something to do, but someone else isn't doing it. Isn't that correct? Now, if I'm saying to defeat and they're not doing it, they're winning, which I don't agree with.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that, and good night, everybody. My name is Frank Allen. Good night.
Guildenstern?
What was that?
Good night.